as a for instance, if c was equal to 0, we would have y equals x. And c equal to 0 means the slope of our lineal element would be 0. So if you drew the line y equals x, and then periodically, looks like about every half a unit, this software drew a lineal element with slope 0 across that line y equals 1 times x. If c was equal to 1, we'd have y equals 0 times x. So in other words, we'd have just the x-axis, y equals 0, being the equation. And since we said c was equal to 1, then you'll notice that all the way across the x-axis, the lineal elements have slope 1. If you said c was negative, let's say c was 2, for instance, then we'd have y equals negative 1 times x, and look at the graph of y equals negative x. If you drew that across this nice red and blue pretty field here, we would have lineal elements along that line that had slope 2. Hopefully you can see that. And then once we've got our lineal elements constructed, the graph of the solutions seems reasonable.